All
Oh
right.
yeah, we stream this now. I forgot about
Yeah,
that.
just a second. Like, thanks. Right, I can't edit that out either. Welcome. Welcome to Eternal Lies, folks. Although there's currently no one here because I just started it, but yeah, some people watch this and record.
We're folks.
You're folks, yeah. You've been here for a while. It's fine. Anyway.
Folks.
So. Yes.
We have
Last week,
ended with the Malta.
Yeah, you finished off Malta. Some people survived. All of you survived. Yeah. Good start.
Miracle.
And you decided to head off to Ethiopia, so you've just been catching up in Egypt as a little stop off. You know?
Yes.
Having a look at the Sphinx, trying not to look at the fact that it's horrific.
It doesn't have any teeth, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. You really have to watch that. Anyway,
it's true. About the pharaoh got a mouth.
One of the best statues I've seen in a good long time.
Yeah. So, after that, it is time to head off to wonderful, sunny Ethiopia.
Ta-da.
So, you do have something that's going to be useful to you here. You have George Eyre's itinerary. From the when he set off,
he was the missing scientist, wasn't he?
He was the missing, yes. Just seeing if there's actually a physical copy of that. I don't think there is.
You'd think they'd give you things like that.
No. But yeah, you've basically got. Let's see, just making sure.
Although we had,
it
like,
just
we
says,
had two
yeah.
points, this, right?
Yeah, you've got two build points. So yeah, it just says it's a lead into this act, which is fine.
Oh yeah, build points, that thing I still haven't spent since the last time we got to.
So you have four now.
I spent a point in writing, and I picked up some oral history. On account of having been in safari in Africa before.
I forget, you can only spend build points on general, or can you...
No, anything.
I think it's anything except sanity and health and stability, but
yeah.
Check me on
sorry.
That.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Anything but point stats.
Yeah. I know it's not sanity. I think it might not be stability, and I'm not sure about
definitely
it.
Not those two either, you're right.
Okay.
So,
I put a couple points into a cult for some reason. I'm an idiot.
So,
definitely do that.
You know that the best place he arrived in the port of Massawa. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Nassau, like the Bahamas.
Nassau?
Well, Massawa, maybe, but.
Massawa. Yeah.
This is guesswork.
Anyway, that is where he is reported to have like made port.
Massawa, apparently.
So that is the only real kind of that's where the trail will go cold, so to speak.
Does he seem to have a? Do we have an image of this man?
No.
And also this trip we made was probably like what how many months ago?
A decade.
Yeah.
That's
a
cold trail.
So here in sunny Ethiopia, we're flying in, right?
Yeah,
I hope so.
Flying
it's a bit far to drive, and
now.
I don't have a boat.
So you're coming.
Have a boat?
He does. Well, he has a yacht, not a boat. They're completely different things.
I'm scared to ask what the difference is.
I traded it for my third airplane.
Size,
obviously. I mean, there's the family boat, but I can't use that for personal business.
All right. So you start You land in the airport. You know, taxi up to a stop, leap off, and I'm immediately greeted by the army. Because, welcome to 1930s Ethiopia. The Italians are invading.
Yes, yes I am. Dang it.
Oh dear.
And this is the part where we make sure you have a fake ID.
I'm
sounds like you. Prepare at this?
We're going to need you to sound French for a second.
Why, this
I
is...
I gave you a bad American accent.
This is the Italian held area. So you actually want him to be Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, the soldiers coming up to you are Italian. You know, peacock hats and everything.
If I remember correctly, what's his face?
I stopped suppressing the need to gesture wildly while speaking.
No. You stop that.
I'm Italian, they're Italian. It's important.
Something. Is Fortunato Italian, American Italian? Wondering.
Don't know.
I'll just say yes.
Pretty sure he was. But it is a fake identity, so who knows?
Tag skills is 2-for-1, right?
Yep. That's why I have 2 points in riding for 1 point of spend.
Yep. So.
Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out how to spend my points.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to do them away from sessions.
So the airfield has been fortified. Most of it is pointing outwards, however, rather than inwards. They're not really expecting people. They're expecting people to attack the airfield rather than the airfield. Yeah.
Gray, is there a spend for having sent a telegram to let them know we're coming?
That would be preparedness.
I will spend.
Yeah, just no, one point.
That's a roll, though. I thought preparedness was a roll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, it is a roll. I will spend.
I've always think it's a general one for some reason. Interpersonal, sorry. Alright. Try to send your telegram. Yeah? That will make it on time?
I make sure to CC it to one of my friends in the military so he can make sure it arrives before we do.
Excellent. So, coming towards you is a customs official. We all know how well these guys do.
Oh no. Are we going to have a thing where they're going to take our guns away? Our guns, our explosives, our madman when they...
They can't take your madman away.
I'm pretty sure that as a member of the Italian aristocracy, I hold a honorary rank in the military. I have not checked on this.
It's fascist. So... Possibly not. I don't actually know how the Italians worked it.
I can look it up, I suppose.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm referring to the guy who is Italian-American when dealing with Italians.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly enough.
Mussolini's in power, isn't he?
Yes.
I always forget that the fascists in World War II were in power before World War II.
Yeah, didn't just spring into power and start World War II. That would bring some quick working. Anyway.
Access to the Hearts of Iron dev console.
The guy approaching you has his clipboard. He's smiling, but he's smiling one of those smiles where he doesn't show any teeth. It's just like he's, you know.
I find this comforting.
He's kind of looking at your plane, and he will start in halting English. Visas, please.
And I will respond in Italian.
And he will visibly relax at that. A countryman, excellent. First, I am going to have to search the plane and check all your passports. As you may know, we're having a slight issue in the area and we don't want anyone attempting to supply the opposing forces. So this is all purely kind of, you know, functionally, but you know, we have to go by the numbers.
It's a good thing America isn't actively antagonizing Italia.
Yes.
Italy. Yeah. Hasn't been called Italia in
millennia.
Do you think those back
before? Okay, so passports, please.
We all, of course, have passports.
I'll produce my passport.
Mm-hmm.
Passport.
As he's flicking through them and kind of looking at you and stuff like that, it's like, reason for visiting Ethiopia. I assume it must be a good one to come to a war zone.
We should have come up with a reason to be visiting Ethiopia.
I'm assuming you did it beforehand.
Professor, who is important to my cousin.
Oh, professors.
He went missing here roughly 10 years ago. I am hoping that the recent unpleasantness has caused him to become more accessible.
Seems like you have an interesting journey. And yeah, he won't find anything amiss about any of your paperwork. Because, you know, you are not actually massively wanted criminals. For once.
Yet.
Not yet.
Not on this side of the globe, anyway.
No. Not as long as I still have I almost called it profit factor, to spend.
Credit rating. Profit factor works just as well.
Gray, if we find a 40k warship, I am going to commandeer it in the name of the Emperor of Italy.
Mussolini. No, the King of Italy was actually still in power.
Hmm.
He was just a massive figurehead.
So he was in power, but he wasn't in power.
He was a figurehead, and they managed to actually use him to, like, remove Mussolini. Anyway.
That's the way it goes.
Okay, yes, these seem to be in order. So I will need to start by searching your plane.
Of course. We do have small arms on board, but nothing that would be of interest to the army.
Okay.
Yes.
We do have some delicate papers that really shouldn't be disturbed. They're quite old.
If you could just show me where they were, if you can just open the case and show me them, that'd be fine. I don't need to touch anything.
Okay. I go to the papers and prepare them, so some of the less disturbing ones are at the top of the pile.
Yeah.
Just checking, we got rid of the bomb, right?
We threw it out of the airplane.
Okay.
I think we got rid of the second bomb as well.
Whatever's left of those bombs is in the med right now. Fairly close to Italy, actually.
Yes.
A couple of fish will have been blown to bits, but it wasn't us, and that's the important bit.
You'll be fine until you meet...
High enough that they probably exploded in the air.
Yeah. Until you meet the deep ones who've got a grudge because you killed their wife.
We did not set that bomb, sir. Nor did we request it. We attempted to return it to the people who gave it to us.
So,
we will happily provide you their address.
So you've brought no explosives, just a few small arms.
Self-defense purposes.
Yeah.
It's the 30s, no one cares.
Yeah.
Hell, the fact that we're going into an active war zone probably makes the guns even more justified.
I mean...
Okay. Just to let you know that your travel will be restricted. As this is an active war zone, we cannot have even countrymen just wandering around. So please remain inside the main cities and towns and report to the commandant whenever entering a new area. I will file your paperwork for today. But
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Generally, unless you have, you know, travel papers, it is best just to remain in Messina. Masura. Mm-hmm. We'll go with Masura. Alright, and then he'll kind of just wander off. unless you kind of spot the hint amongst that.
We go and acquire the fabled hotel room.
No, I missed the hint completely.
Yeah. You'll need travel papers. Official travel papers.
Right. Of course, official travel papers.
He's dropping a subtle like hint.
I do not have a bureaucracy.
I think he's rubbing his fingers together.
You are lucky, however, that it's reassurance, bureaucracy, or language Italian.
I have reassurance.
You
probably have language Italian.
Yeah.
I don't have language.
How the fuck do you?
Do you not speak Italian?
I speak Italian, but I don't have it as a skill.
That means that technically you don't actually speak Italian.
No, technically I don't actually speak English.
Oh, that's what Bruce is doing. He's interpreting.
Bruce, you're right.
And that explains why
I don't have it as a skill. Where the heck is it on here? I don't see language at all.
Yes, language is, if you go to the academic tab, it's between history and...
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that.
I don't actually have language as a skill in my sheet.
Yeah, you have to add it yourself.
Yeah.
It is not on here.
You have to add it.
All of a sudden, two build points slurp over to languages.
I guess I know what I'm picking up next.
Language Italian, so you can actually speak your mother tongue.
No, language English.
Oh, true, yes. You always know
taking lessons from Bruce.
Bruce.
Oh, I did love the retcon that it's basically Bruce has been translating for you all this time.
Bruce, and therefore...
Wait, does that mean that all of his bullshit is him, or is that just Bruce being a dick?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out next episode.
Yeah.
Not next session, next episode, after we get build points.
So who's spending for the papers, then? Because
I can spend reassurance.
Only the guy who can actually talk.
I can spend reassurance.
It's not actually a spend.
Okay.
If you're Italian, it's a spend if you have reassurance of bureaucracy. But if you're Italian, apparently it'll just give you travel papers.
Cool.
Yeah, that sounds about right, honestly.
Yeah. One of us.
One of us. Lucky son. Yep. Right, so, Masawa, now that we're here, yeah, we do actually need to get a room sorted out, even with papers.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this prof's itinerary, did it mention any of the other major cities, or was he local to Masawa?
It just said that's where he was docking before heading onto the deeper sites. There was a couple of other places mentioned. The site is around Dalal.
Sighted around.
Dalal.
Okay.
Dalal.
I'm guessing we could speak with, say, the Italian locals and just sort of work out how far away a drive is that. Because I'm thinking it'd probably be easier if we got our own car and just drove out there rather than trying to
drive
shilly shally with the.
At least in this trip across the, we don't have to worry about any enemy stands.
Yes, I can safely say that JoJo Cthulhu is not a crossover that has occurred yet, nor should it ever.
Unfortunately, someone has just given the DM ideas.
I'm genuinely kind of surprised that hasn't happened yet.
JoJo Cthulhu?
Well, as long as we keep giving him ideas, he won't be able to use all of them. At least as long as they're different ideas.
Well, that's... Yes.
Alright, so, as you find yourself a nice hotel, you know, fawning bellboys and stuff like that. Yeah.
Basically much the same as we got in Egypt, just
yes.
Slightly lower,
slightly more sandbagged.
Mm-hmm. Well,
technically higher because of the way the Nile works, but...
Yeah. Masura is a regional hub of commerce. It's, you know, also the Italian staging point for you. Invasion, so there are a lot of troops here. A lot of the hotels are taken up, but of course the troops don't. The soldiers get barracked and the officers have taken over the really good hotels.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find a room in one of the mid-range hotels.
We can find a hostelry.
Yeah. No, it's not that low down.
We can find somewhere that probably has running water.
That's pretty good.
Alright, so.
I'll take it.
You going to spend the night here first before you start doing your search?
I would suggest so, given we just flew in.
Yeah, honestly, that depends. What time is it?
Probably by the time you got yourself settled, it'll probably be past midday.
Can I roll a sense... here's a question, Craig. Can I wear a sense trouble check?
Yes, you can sense trouble.
Okay. Because,
Spend even?
No, it's not a spend, it's a general check.
General check.
The joke.
We are in a war zone.
There we go.
Yep, then. Nobody's following, no one's watching. Well, that's a lie. There are lots of people watching, but they're all trying to figure out how to take your money.
Exactly
as expected.
Yep.
Fire up the streetlight.
Yes, fire up the... So, Gray, streets are streets everywhere. Would it take a streetwise spin to find a hotel that will not rob us in the middle of the night?
No.
No, okay.
You're in a decent hotel. It's not profitable to rob visitors in your hotel. Because then they can't get cash out later and you can't spend it in your hotel.
It's doubly not profitable to rob a member of a foreign nobility who's occupying your country.
Yeah.
Well, you're... okay.
Yeah. Alright. So, you spend the evening... I'll say by the time you actually got yourself sorted and set up, it's too late in the day to do anything proper. And you'll spend the evening in the bar.
Yay, smoking and drinking like proper 30s should.
Yeah. You've got to have a bar room that's so thick with smoke you can't see in it.
And as you're in the bar, you're kind of wandering around, you know, and you get talking with some of the other people because, you know, you're not asocial idiots. And one of the guys begins talking about how he's here to help with the shipping of a Akuna, which is a person, not a thing. So Akuna is a name that you do actually recognise. It is mentioned in Air's logs as somebody he worked with.
Interesting.
Someone's not an organisation. That's not an organisation. That's a...
Alright, so this will individual. Be... Get more info. This will be a 2-point oral history spend.
Yep. I have... 1.
You have 1 point.
So The general is...
Yeah, well, Arbutus has 2 points, so he gets talking with the guy in French, probably.
Yeah.
Deploy the author.
Yeah. Yeah. So, apparently he's a Spaniard, who apparently worked here years ago, left... came back when it kind of heated up a bit in Spain and is now working for the Italians shipping artifacts back to Rome. Cultural looting, of course.
Well, you know, this belongs in a museum. Yeah. Not your museum, our museum.
Look, this is a war zone. It isn't safe here.
No.
We must, you know, protect, and all the good stuff probably will end up in somebody's personal collection, I'm sure.
Well, it sounds like this foreigner has a fascinating insight into local history. Perhaps we should talk to him. How would I go about meeting this fine fellow?
Oh, he was last seen in the Hotel International. The way that's written, it's got a Nazi in the middle.
Okay.
No, it's written like that.
Well, yeah, because that's how they say international in Italian, I think.
Yeah. Internazionale.
Yeah,
okay.
Internazionale.
Maybe they're just trying to go branding off the hot new craze.
Anyway. But, yeah, apart from that, it doesn't mean you know much else.
Well, then. Do we
general chatting will also bring up a general kind of knowledge of the area. The people are travelling, they like to talk. And you'll kind of slip in like bits of your own interest.
Here we go. There's Yemen, there's Zing, there's the Red Sea, there's Ethiopia. So,
and where is the major fighting taking place on this map?
Along the Ethiopian border.
So basically, where we are in which city are we in?
You're in Massoura at the port, and yeah, further south. So Etruria is the Italian held area. And they are moving deeper into Ethiopia. The fighting is kind of south of that southern border.
And we want to get to Dalal, which is past the front, apparently.
You learn of Mirza Fatma, which is a port further down, which is considered the next logical stone to Dalal. People say that probably the best way down that way is using the Compagnia Minerale Canal Railway, the CMC. They've been in mining salt from that area since the 20s, and they have their own rail line that runs pretty much nearby.
So we get to Mirza Fatma, we steal a rail car, we drive at full speed past the lines, and then hope we don't get blown up.
The fighting's further south than that. Yeah. You're not going to be running up to the battleground, but there are troop movements.
Theoretically, a boat ride from Massawa to Mirza Fatma, and then a train from Mirza Fatma to Dalol might at least work in practice, in theory.
I have a dumb question. Like, from what we've seen in the Maos, they generally need to eat generally people and stuff like that, or sacrifices, right? We're not going to say that there's going to, that the cult has set up essentially a little at a hospital somewhere where they're just funneling people off into the into a maw, right? Sounds like the kind of thing that happens in Cthulhu wartime.
Well, maybe, but the examples we've seen, it did seem they did need to kind of be prepared first and like happy and like being indulgent, not like being wounded people barely conscious.
Plus,
there's at least an element of stealth involved, and it's a lot harder, I'm assuming, to hide a bunch of freaking moors underneath a hospital than it would be a warehouse.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, like, yeah, but I'm just thinking. I mean, this place must have been like, this place could have been set up way before the war started up, so. I'm just thinking aloud. Anyway, so where are we going to next?
Well, we're going to spend the night and then probably check out the Hotel Internazi.
Internazionale?
Internazionale, yeah.
Internazionale.
Check out our friendly archaeologist, and then after that, unless there's any major surprises, I suggest we head on down to Mirza Fatma and then on to Dalol.
Alright.
Dalol is a fantastic word to say.
So, yep, night passes. You don't sleep well. It's hot. Oh god, is it hot?
Is he like, oh yeah, AC has not been invented yet.
Yes. You have a fan that basically just blows the hot air over you.
I mean, I have outdoorsmen. Can I make a spend to sleep comfortably?
Can you walk to sleep comfortably, son?
Can I spend outdoorsman to sleep comfortably?
Possibly.
If this is hot, you should see what it's like further south.
Yeah. It's not gonna, there's no penalty at this point. I'm just...
Right.
Yeah. It is hot.
Yeah. There's a reason why they had why fountains were more prevalent around here. It was basically giant outdoor swamp coolers.
I think we'd be getting a decent breeze from the Red Sea, but
it's hot.
Isn't the Red Sea Salt Sea as well?
That's the Dead Sea.
Ah.
Well, the sea is connected to the ocean, so yes, it is salty.
All right.
Can't sleep hot.
Ethiopia in July.
Also, technically, it's part of the Indian Ocean.
Alright, you're all currently on heat zero.
Oh god, there's actually a...
There's actually a heat tracker.
Oh boy. Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We're working with the... So there's a heat tracker here, but not in Barcelona.
Hmm?
Temperature, not police investigation.
Yeah.
We're in East Africa. Shit's gonna be hot.
Yeah, physical heat tracker. Not, like, stars over your head, heat tracker.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, so... we should probably have one of those as well, but...
we can't see it.
I think it's more the fact that we're trying to make sure that we don't fucking die of heat exhaustion because we're going into a desert. Are we going into a desert, Gray?
Yes.
Oh, we're gonna fucking die.
Well, we can go to the local market, maybe get some turbans and some water skins.
Maybe hire a helpful guide?
Guide would probably be quite useful, yes.
At least once we get off the boat and the train.
Yeah.
Probably want to hire him before the train, though.
Alright, so, you travel to Mesa Fatma? Actually, no, you're staying here, aren't you? Yes, so
we're going to be at the hotel.
Yeah. Alright, so the Hotel Internationale is a fairly bog-standard hotel. It's actually the largest in the city, but it's not the poshest. So that's the way to put it.
Bulk, not quantity, not quality.
Yeah, it's pretty much exclusively Europeans and wealthy locals. And you walk in, and of course, there's a young concierge will approach you. May I help you, gentlemen? I'm not trying any accents, by the way, because that'll just come off as racist.
What does an Ethiopian accent even sound like, everyone?
I have no idea.
Worse, they'd be horrible. That's why we banned discard from them today.
I don't feel like having accents right now either. I'm tired.
Yeah. Goodbye. Yay! Keep this god tired.
So, yeah, we figured out how to stop him from doing that.
Okay, so yes, the concierge is kind of looking at you. Yeah, group of people walking in. I'm afraid we are fully booked at this time.
I'm still looking at the guy who actually speaks the local language, because I'm guessing it is in English.
No, Italian or Arabic.
I have one of those.
Neither.
I'm kind of glad you have an Italian at this stage, by the way.
Yeah, actually.
Otherwise, this would be very difficult.
Yes, basically...
I just do love the idea of a bunch of American fucking itinerant investigators roll up to Ethiopia with their cowboy hats and guns, and you're like, no, you speak English?
Yeah. So, the actual mechanical effects are, if you don't speak the language, you have to spend one before you can use any interpersonal ability.
Spend one what?
Points. So, basically, it's a 1 point spend on any interpersonal ability if you don't speak the language.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof, indeed.
So, having somebody who can speak Italian is going to be very helpful.
Someone goes, puts a build point to put it. They're bringing out the Italo English dictionary, translational dictionary.
All right. So, how are you dealing with the concierge?
We rub Gatto on it because he can speak Italian.
Unhand me, you ruffian.
Sir.
It's been called in years.
Right, we're looking for... what was his name again? I don't have it written down.
George Ayres.
heirs.
No.
Something like that.
Bartello Acuna.
Whoops. We're looking for Acuna now?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy, this is the archaeologist who knows the other chap.
He's the guy
right.
who worked with
right.
him.
Right. We're looking for heirs, but we've heard a gentleman named Arkuma can provide information on where he's located.
Oh, I am afraid that I'm not at liberty to give out information about guests. Vests? He definitely knows what he's talking about. Vests. Guests.
Apply a credit rating to this man. No concierge is not... There's no such thing as an unbribable concierge.
You're not wrong. However, first, I'm going to ask if he would take a message. If such person would happen to be staying at this establishment.
Right. Just checking. Oh, you do actually have streetwise.
I do have streetwise, yes.
No, you're not in this. You cannot talk to this. Oh, no. Gaffney does not have...
I don't have streetwise. But I have reassurance.
You said if I used to use an interpersonal skill, I would make it an extra point special.
Yes,
To elbow my way and say, "Alo Spaniola, man, my friend." Just with streetwise.
Well, there goes the no accents thing.
That wasn't an accent. That was bad Italian.
Yes. I start speaking English by big Italian as gestures.
Well, thankfully, after the point spent, one of the gestures is holding out some cash.
All right.
which isn't a kind of.
How many streetwise is that cost me, Gray?
It's not a spend. This is a core clue thing, so it doesn't make you spend for that.
Well, I mean, the thing is that would I still make a spend since I don't speak Italian?
Yes, you have to, because you don't speak Italian, you have to spend a point.
Okay, so it's down. So I'm down to 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
So I know of Glancy and the people who do Belgrade. Of course, you can bribe the fucking concierge.
Yeah. All right. Right, so he can he'll take the money. I'm assuming I shall deal with you, as your friend seems to be I'll just say foreign.
Quite.
I'm sure that I can pass a message up to Mr. Acuna. It may take a little while. I'm not sure if he's in the building or if he even is here at all, he says, covering himself. He would kind of disappear.
My God, right
before I could ask him where the bar was.
The bar is blatantly obvious. It's literally in the same foyer.
I will go get myself a tonic. I'll go get myself a gin and gin.
Yeah.
That won't help you against the malaria.
I mean, it'll help
it's
me.
July.
It'll help me against forgetting the freaking heat.
Rings enough, Jenny might suddenly learn how to speak Italian about waving money.
Is malaria even going to be an issue here? I genuinely don't know.
Don't know enough about malaria.
No. I thought malaria is more of a South America, Africa thing.
We're in Africa.
You're in Africa.
Oh.
Oh. Thanks for showing the stereotypical American knowledge of geography there.
Can I ask a question to you, Gray? How much alcohol will I need to consume to stop being in Africa, or at least stop carrying them in Africa?
That's a 2-point credit rating spend.
And
malaria is actually an issue here, yes.
Yes. All right, so the guy will return after a couple of drinks, and you feel like he's made sure you've had a couple of drinks before he comes back. You feel like he's seen you go to the bar and he's making sure to get a bit of cash out of you before he brings any information. I'm afraid that Mr. Acuna is not in residence at this time. We do have a forwarding address. He has been headed south with a military unit to Adua.
Adua.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. So we're over here. So it's a little bit across the line here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to go to Adua next, I guess.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm presuming.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we need to rent? Is it we need to rent camels, or do we just do cars here?
Well, they have nationalized all motorized transport.
Expect
so camels then.
Camels.
Okay.
Taking the airplane is also not advised, as strange airplanes in a war zone tend to be shot down.
I've always wanted to get shot down. Yeah.
I mean, it is painted in Italian colors, but I know we were going into a war zone, but.
Let's make our merry way. Gentlemen, you must now, as we do, as they say, walk like the Egyptians.
In Egypt anymore. That
left Egypt 3 days ago.
Okay, we walk like the not the Ethiopians, the Eritreans.
They're still Ethiopians. They're just Ethiopians who are under the thumb of the Italians.
Yes, I know, but
Eritrea is a completely different country.
Is it? Okay.
We walk like the Eritreas here.
I'm showing my
I'm role-playing a drunk man. Give me a break.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Gato and say, hey, don't tar us all with his brain. Somebody's read the newspaper before we came.
Right. I don't think I want to attack you with guerrilla fighters as you head south.
Sorry, what?
There's an option for me to attack you with guerrillas.
Okay.
But it says, in the event you're feeling cruel enough to it.
Okay. So not Harambe coming back from the dead, then?
No.
Well, he won't be born for another probably half century if...
Someone war in the future.
So.
Alright.
So. If you come back from the dead, then it doesn't really necessarily mean you have to come back from the dead, you know, in the future. You can always do it in the past.
Alright,
that's how time travel works. Sorry, Grant.
Oh, sorry, yawning. You spend several days heading south. Yeah, camel riding is not pleasant, and you will all move up one step on the heat tracker. So you're now in the desert. Heat's one.
You know, oh dear!
Why am I upside down?
The heat's got to you.
My bad.
Oh, you are upside down.
So
I was wondering whose hat that was.
I'm going to copy this and paste it. This is the effects of the heat tracker.
It makes spins on.
Oof!
What?
That's. I think they mixed up number one, option one, and option six there.
Significantly, the degree cannot make spins whatsoever, and further combines two or three above. Whoa.
Gray, is there an outdoorsman spend to reduce heat?
Not a spend. I think outdoorsman's a general skill, isn't it?
No, it's technical.
It's actually technical.
Huh.
You can locate us. You can make sure that we don't fall off and get lost in the desert, and we can find a.
That's the ride skill for that. Making sure you don't fall off.
You don't fall off the trail in the desert.
Okay, so yes, you trek through the heat, sand's everywhere, even in the gin.
No, not the gin!
Yeah.
Does that mean Fortunato takes stability damage?
Yes.
Shouldn't have made a gin a pillar of stability.
You've got your full-on Lawrence of Arabia vibe going on at this point, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many of you will survive this long in tweed suits.
No, we would not survive. Unless we are not that British to, you know, be wearing our tweeds even in the heat of a desert.
Yeah.
Most of us aren't British at all.
All right, and outside Adur is Adur itself is a tiny little town. Outside it is a major military encampment.
How do we get into a major military encampment? To ask
that's what you have to figure out yourself.
Well, we do have travel papers.
And I'm Italian.
Right. But the guards will look at this. I'm sorry, sir. These will allow you to travel around the country, but they would not allow you into a military encampment.
I will ask the guard what we will need in order to gain access to the city itself.
Well, the city itself is, you know, free to access.
But we need to get into the encampment to go talk to the guy. Ask the guard if he can pass the message along. Do I need to use another street rise to buy the guard for him to take a message?
That's an option.
How much is streetwise? We're talking.
It's just general streetwise, but without Italian, it's 1 point.
I make the Italian gesture of money, slapping him in the face with money to do a thing.
Please do not slap the guard in the face, even with money.
Oh, well, if you're looking for somebody, I'm sure we could give you directions.
Yes.
Taran, your mic's picking up wherever you're whisking.
Sorry.
Yeah. Una? What's his name? Bartolo Acuna?
Oh, the Spaniard.
Yes.
Yes, yes. He's not in the best moods. He looks at the time of day. He's probably not sober. But we can get you there. He's literally a watch check. He's like, no, he ain't going to be sober at this time of day.
Like, is it midday, I'm guessing, or perhaps even in the morning?
Yeah, it's probably like midday at best.
Yeah, well, maybe by the time we get to see him, he'll have dried out a little bit.
They quickly kind of, like, give you vague direction to the camp. This is not a heavily fortified camp. You know, this is the World War II Italians, you know. Most of these guys are here because it sounded better than, like, whatever their jobs was back at home. They've got enough defences to stop an attack, but they're not really looking for spies or infiltrators, especially not any white people. Yeah.
Sensible.
If you were black, you'd probably get more harassed, but you're a bunch of white people in a camp. Most people just assume you're supposed to be here.
I mean, going to looking for spies and saboteurs, you're just going to find some. And then there's just paperwork all day.
And you find kind of a tent, which is surrounded by crates, packing crates and stuff like that. Tent flaps open, but you just see that no one's really paying attention to it.
I look through the flap. Can I see anything?
Yeah, there's a man sat at a desk. Sheaf of paper, large half-empty bottle of alcohol.
Man after my own heart, sips gin. I kid. Actually, I don't like the taste of, like, personally don't like the taste of gin. What else do we have here? We're instead of gin.
All right, I can always go and get some brandy, but I'd like to be sober by the time this session ends. I mean, at this point, I'm just sort of going to say. Sorry, Mr. Acuna?
English? I wasn't expecting to hear English out here.
Well, I wasn't expecting to be here either, but it's a funny way this goes.
Come, take a seat. You're the most interesting people who've been here. This stupid division can't even move. Some bureaucrat has written the wrong orders and here we sit for day after day. How am I supposed to get these treasures back to Rome, do my job, if all I can do is sit here? Not like I can carry this many crates on my own, is it? And the thing hits you from across here is the smell. He has got terrible breath. And it's mixed in with the alcohol he's drinking. It's, yeah. You're just lucky this is a tent.
Like, oral hygiene problems, or...
Yeah, halitosis, yeah.
Is he speaking English?
He is speaking it to English.
Okay.
He did work at you look at UCLA, so yeah.
Fair point. Well, clearly, I mean, been a very busy man, I see. We've heard a lot about your work. You heading back to Italy then?
Yes, I make these routes. Whenever the army advances and takes an area of historical interest, I come in, appraise the area, and make sure that anything is removed from this dangerous war zone and return to Rome for safekeeping.
They belong in a museum.
Yes.
Curated.
And the Mussolini's pay me very well to make sure that it's an Italian museum.
Well, yes, you're a hard man to find. We've heard you have an interest in some of the more obscure gods of these heathen lands. Gorath.
I think it's not this guy. I think it's the other guy we're looking for, the 10-year-old guy.
Oh, yes. No. Yes, I've done some studies on some of the, stranger gods of the area. There are so many ancient gods that are no longer worshipped. I was doing research in the area, but, the funding drew up. I was forced to return to Spain. Spain, as you may have heard, was not one of the funnest areas to be.
No, not as of now, no.
And I then moved out. I agree with what Franco is doing, of course, don't get me wrong, but it is a little dangerous, and I'm not a man who sits through danger without making money. If I'm going to be in danger, I would rather be here making money.
And preserving historical artifacts.
Yes, preserving the artifacts, preserving them, yes. Right, any other questions? Pours himself another drink. Drinks another drink. Pulls himself a drink.
I'm going to ask if he can put us in touch with our wayward professor, if he might happen to know where his whereabouts are, and I'm going to drop a hint that I may have some pull with the Italian military and may be able to get his and his historical artifacts back on track to Rome.
Ah. Yes. That's not the name I've heard in a while. Right, if you're trying to find him, I think the last people seen him were in the Dal village. Yeah, they worked for the CMC back during the dig, hauling salt for the railhead and the camels. We normally travel between the railhead and the dig for safety. And they used to, some of them even worked on the site with us, before the volcano.
Volcano?
Volcano?
Oh, you didn't hear. Yes, we were working on a very interesting dig, and we just breached an antechamber and found some ancient statue. A grotesque mouth carved out of some sort of rock we'd never seen before, not local to the area. It must have been quarried in brine fields or something like that, just there, a massive statue. When we just opened that, George and I were back at the railway trying to sort out supply troubles. The railroad for some reason had taken a dislike to us, and there was an eruption that killed most of our crew and wiped the site out. I returned here to Spain, but George went back to see if he could salvage anything.
Yeah, I'm going to assess honesty on that one and see if he's actually talking about an interruption.
Assess honesty says yes. He's actually telling the truth. He's shading the narrative to inflate his own importance, intelligence, but, He's definitely telling the truth. Yeah, it was a breathtaking coincidence. The whole place was burning down right after he managed to get into the site. Didn't know what happened, but it doesn't really matter much why it happened. It's not like we pulled a lever or, broke a magical steel or anything like that, with the Mumbo Jumbo. There's not really a geological explanation. It just happened.
Just bibbidi bobbidi, big old thingy happening.
Volcanic eruption, dust, lava, gas. I think the gas killed a lot of them. Yeah, quite a lot of the loud narratives, all my Spanish and American labs. I say if George and I hadn't been off site, it would have been us as well, probably.
Okay, and could you point out on a map where exactly this site is in relation to Dalal?
Yes, 1 second. And he just kind of scrabbles around, he finds the napkin, and starts scribbling on it.
Okay, so I have a few things in my brain that just came together. So, like, the gardener back in L.A., when he put a thingy-jiggy, when he put a cross inside the moth's mouth to turn the stone, right? And this one right here had a pre-existing, already stone maw, which probably was a, not a carved maw, but actually another stone maw that got stoned. What if it turned out that the things reacted to salt more than, no wait, the oh, no wait, I'm wrong, because the ones in Malta would have been, of course, been affected by salt water, right? Afflicted with salt water.
Yeah, they were next to the sea, so yeah.
Okay, so that was... Oh, yeah, that's okay.
It's an interesting theory. Shame it's wrong. Right, then.
So is this chap sober enough to draw us on a napkin where we're going?
Yeah. He's giving you, like... So, yeah, we've got the mountain, we've got the salt canyons where they mine. And then where we were was just to the south here. So, you know... The railway would be your best. Crossing from here would... be torturous at best. You can do it, but it is straight desert.
It will put us probably 2 or 3 ticks up the heat tracker.
Mm. So you're best retracing your steps along the road, and then finding a passage down south. But once you get there, you'll be able to try and get the railway, would be my best guess. Although the railway owners are not the nicest people, the friendliest people.
War effort and everything.
Yeah. They're salt miners, all they care about is shipping salt. We were an annoyance at best to them.
What very salty people.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yes.
That was terrible, discard. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, continuing on. So we either we go straight across the desert, or we go back and deal with salt miners.
Yeah, a desert that is part of a war zone, no less.
Indeed. I mean, arguing with salt miners is one thing. It's a lot easier to argue with a salt miner than it is an actual bunch of soldiers shooting each other.
I mean, we have yet to meet the salt miners.
Yeah, somewhere, yes. Somewhere in the distance at the moment there's an explosion.
But it is that.
Salt miners sound pretty good right now to me.
Yeah. Just so people...
Yes, I personally vote we head back, take a couple of days to cool off, and then head on the route we were originally planning and take the railroad.
Second.
All right, to the railroad.
All right.
Thank Mr. Racuna for his time as well, actually. He's been a great help.
Yes, thank you. And
I'm going to be doing everything in my power that doesn't involve multiple point spends to get him back on his road.
Yeah, you can't do anything. You can't affect the military bureaucracy that's holding this up.
Don't you always know that the bureaucracy is always expanding to meet the needs of the expanding bureaucracy.
If this was an old World War II war game, they haven't got enough water for their pasta.
Oh, God, I actually know the one you're talking about when you say that. Oh, that makes me feel awful.
Which game is it?
Is it War in Africa?
War in Africa, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those that had to track stuff, and one of the things you had to track for the Italian troops is they needed an extra point of water because they're boiling their pasta.
Yep.
It was like the '60s. It wasn't terribly politically correct for those listening.
I mean, it's a fun joke.
No. It's very hard to justify.
Yeah.
Pasta water, unless you're doing tea water as well.
Yes. Yeah. Because they've actually shown that most people just use the same amount of water. There was no difference in water. It was just for some reason they thought that was going to be something to make the Italians harder to use.
Yeah, but the tea water you drink, the pasta water you don't.
Unless they may use stock tea water for something.
Always need to save salt.
Yeah, that was a board game specifically designed by a couple historians as an exercise to create the most difficult board game ever made.
My god. Well,
that explains it.
Yep.
Sorry.
People keep telling me I should play it.
Something.
Should play it. You shouldn't be playing that solo. No man deserves that.
But Monopoly exists.
Yeah. Anyway.
Playing Monopoly isn't difficult. Enjoying Monopoly is difficult.
You head up to... back to Masona. And then spend a couple of days to drop your heat back down to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So that's another 2 days.
Hopefully there's not a secret like time tracker that's going in the background for this right now.
Probably there is.
There's a time tracker for everything going on.
I mean, there's a literal heat tracker. There probably will be a time tracker. It's just that Gray's got the wits to not tell us overtly there is.
First point on that heat tracker is just brutal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose it at least sort of could be that if you, say, spend 10 minutes in a scene, you can then act for the rest of the scene. Play. I guess.
You gotta fan yourself, get some tea.
Send under a fucking palm tree or whatever we have here in the equivalents.
Ignore the 12 a.m. bit, that's just me hitting the wrong side of the button.
Back in Massa at this point, Frank has just back to the hotel.
Yeah, you return to the hotel, yeah, you can drop back down to zero, that's no problem. Are you heading to Mesa Fatma?
Yeah.
Mesa Fatma we could take a boat to, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you can just easily get the boat along. Alright, so it's no cost or no cost at all. That's Kata. Along the way, all history.
Yeah, I have one point of that.
Yeah, that's fine. There's no maps, no comprehensive histories. Basically, it's just it's a city that no one's really done anything with yet. It's a port, and the Italians are loading arms and weapons in there. The port is by far the largest thing here. And it is a CMC complex. You know, literally the town is probably half the size of the CMC complex. So, you know, if Masura was where the military unload, this is where the salt miners unload.
Mm-hmm.
Economic.
Yeah.
The heart and soul of this land.
So.
Colonial minerals in my very pidgin Italian?
Yep. The Colonial Mineral Company.
Finally, playing Hearts of Iron paid off.
Yeah. So you get it from talking to like some of the other passengers that this place was nothing until about 1910. And then the CMC came in, decided it was a good port, and have just fueled the growth here.
Just dumped money into it?
Yeah. They primarily mine potash. In potash.
I just like remember what potash is.
Kind of like lye.
Potash. So like clean material.
Yeah.
Potash.
Yeah.
So named because it's potassium based.
Yeah, potassium is basically yeah. And then they mine them inland at places like Dalol, and then ship them out here. So kind of, this is.
Oh wait, no, I have that backward. Potassium is derived from potash.
Well, it's still got the thing.
What?
So it didn't really.
Potato potasho.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's.
You're welcome.
The next thing you notice as you get closer is most of it seems boarded up. When you point this out, it's kind of said that, in 1929, pot ashes was discovered in other places, and it made the African mining unprofitable. CMT mostly withdrew, leaving behind only a small staff to look after its assets, in case they ever came back. So kind of between when Ayres arrived and now, the place has basically just become unprofitable.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear by the looks of it that 8 years, they really haven't come back, have they?
No.
All right, so is the train station on CMC property then?
Yes.
Okay.
So we need to get into the Grand.
Yep, we're going to have to convince a bunch of not only salt miners, but also salt miners who are very much aware they probably won't have a job in a couple of years.
Salty salt miners, yes.
Yeah, quite.
And I'm taking it they probably don't have a passenger car.
I think that's a pretty safe bet going forward, yeah. Still, let's see. Presumably the office is actually open, right?
Yep.
Or at least what passes for the officer.
So you're kind of...
Yeah, I was going to say, also, Gato may be invited to go in first, given...
Yeah, so we need you to do your most eccentric Italian and acquire these people to allow us to charter one of their trains.
Great. I'll just walk in, explain that I'm a wandering geologist would like to spend a moderate quantity of money to hire a train.
Or passage on a train.
So, you as you enter
no,
the...
No, I want to come back too.
You enter the spacious building, I would call it, and find that it is definitely being run by a skeleton crew. There are what looks like 6 people working here now. There's in the back room you can see somebody working alone, but you're greeted by an Egyptian. Afternoon, gentlemen. This is in Italian, of course. I am Sinhuja.
Good afternoon. I would like to hire one of your trains.
Hire a train?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but we do not generally hire out our trains for pleasure trips. You know,
I'm on business.
CMC business?
Unfortunately, not as of yet. Depending on exactly how my business goes, there may be increased interest in this area. Is there a geology spend I can spend on this?
No. Oh, actually... No, not a spend.
I have a geology.
Geology tells you this area is, tectonically active. There we go. I can talk tonight. I am sorry. My stammer is back. Yeah, the area is tectonically active.
I mean, there was an eruption. Yeah. I would expect that.
Yes. So, where would you be attempting to access?
Well, I will need to head nearly to Dalal. Most likely I will be continuing the journey to Dalal and heading out to investigate the areas I will be investigating.
Dalal. Oh yes, it's over 50 miles south of here. There's only like 2 dozen souls there.
Quite. It is a way station to which makes an adequate point of stop on my way to where I am going. You see now why I wish to take a train.
Well, the train wouldn't get you there. The train would probably get you to Kolo. After that, there's no road. There are a few camel tracks, but... You know, the sands move so much. It's part of the reason this place was abandoned. Although the potash is easy to get to, shipping it is a nightmare.
Well, if they can get closer, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Can we load the camels onto the train?
I'm hoping to pick them up at Dalal.
Or Kalu.
Kalu can work.
Oh, then. But it, they don't, okay, they're so not immediately rejecting it, but how much of a spin is this going to take?
That's the heat. There we go.
I am willing to spend flattery or reassurance. And I'm also sure. Credit rating.
You can offer cop talk, but I don't think it's going to help.
I'm not willing to spend cop talk. It won't help.
See, I will be able to arrange an interview with my employer, Mr. Sanguini. I'll have to check if he's not busy. You can blatantly see from back here he's playing cards. He's playing solitaire.
I will give him a jaunty Italian wave.
Yeah. And he'll go in and mutter and, you know, you'll see he's been brought, you'll be brought in. Yes. Ah, gentlemen. It's nice to see someone from the rough country this far down south.
Well, business needs, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how much I can help you. I am a company man. But for now, I could probably arrange a meal for tonight. If you would like to join me and my wife.
That would be marvelous.
Excellent.
His what?
His wives.
Multiple, I see.
Yes. When in Rome.
And he'll kind of like shout out at Sunny. And he'll go, tell, go. Tell my wife that you know, to prepare a meal. We'll have guests tonight. Guests from the old country. And he'll stand up. He's wearing kind of local garb. And you kind of get the feeling that he's
gone native?
He's gone native. He's not quite Hearts of Darkness, but he's going that way. You know. He's the only Italian here. Everyone else, he's got an Egyptian aide, and everyone else is locals by the looks of it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the feeling that when the way he strides through, he's very much used to being like the king who's this little domain. Even though it is a like shuttered up backwater that's only being kept running because it might be useful in the future. And it's better to pay a few people to maintain it than it is to try and rebuild it in 10 years time.
But essentially this man is the current king of this current Fupuyaden.
Yes, very much so.
Chief of the Anthill.
He's the big fish in a small pond. Yes, we are actually busier than you expect these days. There's always looters to run off. We've got to, you know, maintain some of the buildings, make sure there's no leaks, stuff like that. We generally have to maintain a good relationship with the locals as well. You know, and animals, there's always the animals. You know, you think the squatters and looters are bad, the animals will get in there and start building nests. And, yeah. But, yes. Come, join me. And he'll lead you off to his house. It's a large, local-style dwelling. Plush on the outside, as they tend to be quite bare, but inside, very plushly decorated. Like, more children than you can count run around you as you enter, like shouting questions in a mix of Italian, you know, Arabic. You can see three local women who are like trying to herd them and shouting orders and interacting. And he'll kind of like bid you to sit on the floor and you'll all move around and food will be brought out to you. Because culturally, of course, you will eat first and then the women and children will eat later.
No, so, go here.
Yeah. So, what brings you to the region?
Business.
Business? What type of business? Something profitable, I hope.
That is my employer's hope as well. I'm acting as an agent for an up-and-coming company who is hoping to partner with, the CMC to exploit some minerals we suspect may have been unearthed during the eruption that occurred a few years back. Yeah, I'm certain you recall it.
Yes, yes. Cigarettes?
Thank you.
They're Italian, by the way.
Of course they're Italian.
Yeah. He starts finding himself to stay cool in the heat. Yes, yes. So, would this company be looking to expand its own facilities or, you know, partnering with other established company?
The hope is that the company of which I currently am an agent will be able to charter, as it were, or contract out to the CMC directly in exploiting these resources.
Oh.
I figure the chiefs are basically considering why build a second when there's already perfectly good infrastructure here that just needs a bit of a polish to get running up again, to get up and running again. Unfortunately, I do need to be on site at the location in order to confirm that it will be exactly what we're looking for. And then, of course, we will need to extend the rail line if at all possible. But that's something that can be dealt with by the engineers and the bean counters, nothing men of consequence like yourself and I need to worry about.
You say that. Unfortunately, there is the local Afar. A local tribe. They have been making things trouble. They're a part of the reason that the place was shut down and mothballed. You know, although there was cheaper, we were still producing a decent amount. Their raids on the train railway lines made issues.
I see. Yeah. The rail line is intact.
Yes, yes. We maintain the rail line. That is one of our main jobs. And we really haven't had that many trouble since we moved out. To be honest, most of the trouble was back with that dig.
So we might have to deal with angry locals. Tribe angry locals.
Sitting exactly where we want to go and look.
Don't you just love it when that happens?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How are we supposed to unearth horrible mysteries of time and God and space if if a tribe of know-it-all locals are going to be standing in the way?
Re-earth. We're re-earthing it. We don't want it to come out.
Well, they would be the one trying to re-earth it. I mean, the whole thing with the whole expeditional thing would be us unearthing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my good man. You know, it would be very useful if there were any witnesses of that particular eruption. I don't suppose anyone who was there when it happened would happen to be around.
No, we didn't have anyone in the locale. We have a few people who cleaned up afterwards, but, you know, it was mainly centered around the dig, and it wiped them out, pretty much. I think only a few survived, and none really at the main dig site.
Terrible tragedy.
Yes, yes. They were doing good work, but their attitudes, you know, they tended to treat us, rather than us doing them a favor, they tended to see it as, you know, they're right. The man in charge. S? No, whatever. He was an American. And he was very much attempting to push. You know, he believes that we should be working for him, not for the CMC. And we at the CMC are not the type of people to be allowed to pushed around like that.
Academics thinking the world owes them a favor just because they have a piece of paper with their name on it.
Yes. But yeah, after that, they once the eruption, they just moved on, went on to do other work. Those who survived, and we carried on for several years. The eruption did interfere with the our kind of like production. It was far enough away from the potash mines that it wasn't a problem. It's about 3 miles of travel from Iron Point.
Well then, so we just gotta do is contend. So, but the locals, so agree. So you contend with angry locals. You're going on the way down there.
Mm-hmm. Still, you say this Ares person. He survived the eruption.
Yes, him and his the two direct leaders were having an argument with my predecessor.
I don't suppose you would happen to know where I could track him down. He, as a surviving witness, he would be incredibly useful if there was any information, and it won't be the first time I've dealt with academics, that's for sure.
No, I think he stayed in country. I know the Spaniard left, because he was pretty much on the first train out. But the American apparently stayed. I don't think anything was seen of him since then. But he was heading back towards Dalol and the site, so maybe the locals saw more of him.
Well, it would all depend right now as if we can actually get used to this train, or we'll have to deal with a lot of more camel.
All right, you're moving one up the heat track anyway.
We're going to one or going up one?
You're going up to one.
Okay. Well, so we stayed over in Mercer thingy.
Mercer Fatma.
That's the one. Thank you.
Why is it so hot?
Oh, you think this is bad? Wait till you get a bit further south.
It gets hotter?
It doesn't get really bad until August.
It is the end of July.
Yeah, I was going to say, like the last dying days of July.
Right, which means we've got about a week before it gets really bad.
Like a bit of time pressure.
Why did we come here at this point in time again?
Because none of us looked at a calendar. Malta.
We just basically went straight from Malta, just going, next thing to do.
It was closest.
Yeah.
And none of us looked at a calendar.
No.
We didn't know that Pelgrane was going to afflict us with weather problems.
So you are wanting to head south then?
Yes.
Excellent. I may be able to arrange a seat or two on the next train. It would not be comfortable. We still run the train south, running supplies to coal and places like that, partially to keep the towns going, and partially so we can run checks on the track and keep the engines running. You don't want these things seizing up in storage. It won't be comfortable, but it'll get you there most of the way. Once you reach there, we call it Iron Point. Is it our sidings? You'll have to find your own way from there to the Dalol village. Or the dig, whichever you wish to attend.
Well, my crew is fairly resourceful. I think we'll manage to make it.
Excellent. But yes, keep me informed.
Of course.
And of course, remember me and how helpful I've been. I've been a capable administrator in my eyes. I would love to increase my challenge. And the rest of the night will go with small talk and chat. The meal is passable.
Is it shawarma, or what kind of meal are we talking here?
I don't know. Local.
Named meat.
Yeah. It's just meat.
Whatever's local, I presume. I can only assume, however, that it probably won't be shawarma.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I've had worse.
You've definitely had worse. It's well cooked. It's just kind of basic food.
It could be fish of some sort, hopefully.
All right, so a day passes. You wake up the next morning.
And the Eye of Cthulhu is looking at it from the sky. We failed.
No, no, you've at least got at least 2 weeks before that happens.
Well, good. At least you know. There's the time limit we were looking for.
Eye of Cthulhu, eh? He's got good drops.
Yes. Everyone's got enough armor, haven't they?
Yes.
So there's a game, Gray. I don't know if you've looked it up yet. There's a game called World of Horror, which is a roguelike game basically dealing with fucking Cthulhu, Cthulhu Cosmic Horror as bullshit and trying to stop it. And this basically has a doom counter for how close the doom is.
So, I haven't heard of that one.
We'll give it a look. It's actually a pretty good monopixel. It's a very good monopixel game. It does everything in various shades, and it's very good. It's very good art and all that stuff.
Anyway. So, you have sought access to the railway line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 50 degrees. It's 50 miles, but it's probably also about 50 degrees.
That would be cold. Very cold.
If only it got colder. No, centigrade. If centigrade. Only it got colder if the miles decreased, it will be the opposite.
See, Sir Benji, I read that. I should have passed her mobile dysentery.
What?
Oh! No, no, if you don't have the distillery, you end up with the dysentery.
Thank you, Gray. That's a mental image I didn't know I needed to.
Wait, that sounds like a bad freaking Starship Troopers joke that they're the mobile dysentery.
I was just going to say, you do know what you call a mobile dysentery. A regiment on the march.
So you board the train.
It is uncomfortable.
It's a heavy train. It's well manufactured, but it's poorly maintained. Thankfully, it's not holding minerals, your most of the cargo. But even then, 50 miles takes most of the day. You start in the morning, and it's growing dark by the time you're around Nicoli at Iron Point.
Did Bruce pack sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
They're a good little wilted, but that happens. He had to use local bread.
So they're more like wraps.
No, they're definitely sandwiches. They're just thinner.
All right. So trapped inside the cars, just the heat builds, and you're up to heat level 2 now.
No windows?
No windows, but it doesn't really help. Someone decided to make the top of this thing out of metal.
Oh.
Probably because it's quite robust when it gets hit.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the company colors are black and hotter black.
Yeah.
50 shades of black, dare we say.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think we dare.
Alright, and about halfway there, the train suffers a breakdown.
Because of course it does.
Yeah.
So you... back,
I'm going to see if Bruce can use my 6 points of mechanical repair to help get this thing back up and running.
I pull from my sack of water gin. My water skin full of water gin.
Water's gin or water gin?
Gin, watered down.
Yeah. My sack, which is as much, water as gin. Mostly because I was saying water skin poorly.
Alright, so we have a mechanical repair check.
Yeah. I can do that.
We call forth fucking Henry from the ether.
No, I have mechanical repair. 6 points. I'll spend 4 of them.
Oh yeah, you're a
you like spend 10 minutes first to gather myself because heat.
Everyone breaks up the everyone breaks up the fence, rounds guy to him and uses it on them.
Lucky bugger.
Quite.
Yeah. Okay, so basically it was a difficulty 8 test.
Yay.
I almost spent 3 points.
Which of course is a difficulty 9 test because you've got heat problems.
Of course.
So you just made it.
I almost spent 3 points for symmetry, but no, I spent 4 points for evenness.
The mathematical art of point spending.
Right, you've the all gained...
like some numbers.
Right, you gain extra heat for working in the... out there.
Ugh.
Working in the heat gets you heat.
Is that all of us, or is that just Gatto?
Just Gatto. Because the rest of you can take some shade, but he's got to be out there working on a hot engine.
He's working on a hot engine, head first in a hot engine, sleeves rolled up, sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Sitting in a lounge chair with a drink. Have you tried jimmering that thingy over there? No, the other one. That's one. Yes, it's stuck. Doesn't really cut it.
Yes. Unfortunately, we do. Unfortunately, this is very much a desert that lacks fruity alcoholic beverages.
All right, so you get the train working, and you pull in just as it's getting dark.
This place needs civilization.
All right, Chloe, however you're supposed to pronounce it. Oh, yeah, note for anyone writing RPGs. If you're putting names in, put the phonetic, there we go, I can't even say that. Spelling in, please. Just, I mean, 90% of fantasy RPGs should do this as well.
Also, remember to put your phonetics or your phonetics, the phonetic spelling of phonetic in there as well.
Fantasy needs it more than alt history. You can always just Google the pronunciation of stuff.
Yeah.
If it's real, Google Translate will even tell you how it sounds.
Or you could just check Wikipedia.
Right. So, you arrive in and there's a bunch of villagers standing there to watch the train survival.
I heard that it was train survival for a second.
Arrival, yeah.
Both are true.
So the adults remain at the village, but a lot of the children run closer. Not the kind of like the driver will kind of tell you. Actually, you won't be able to communicate with the driver because he's not going to be actually only speak Arabic.
He's not going to speak Italian.
Yeah. No, he will motion for you to get off.
I will give him the universal thumbs up.
That is not universal.
Yes, that needs to be completely different to Arabic countries.
I will believe that.
You mean you're handing him a £5 note?
Yes.
Yes.
Not that you want to do something rather rude to his behind, which is what it actually means down there.
Mm-hmm.
What, really?
Yes.
There is no such thing as a universal hand gesture, except possibly punching someone in the face.
Even then, we don't.
Even then, if you go to Glasgow, that means something very different.
Yeah. That's a greeting in Glasgow.
That's morning.
Like I said, possibly. I wasn't 100%.
All right. So I tip him a fiver of my streetwise money.
Yeah, that's fine. That type of cash isn't really needed. Okay. So, it's getting dark. Discard is tired.
I am very tired.
He's not the only one.
Yeah.
Closing in on the end anyway.
Yeah, I think I know it'll be a bit of a short session because I was running late to start. My fault for once. It's my fault. Yeah.
But we're here. We're about to make the trek towards the investigation side of this place.
which may or may not be full of either A, mouths, or B, not cannibals, tentacles, or whatever.
No, it's full of natives who are trying to stop us from waking up the mouths, not realizing that that's already happened and we're trying to stop them.
Or more likely that the entire crater is like just one giant mouth.
The problem you're going to have before we sign off is that, Yent, where are you going to sleep tonight?
Where is there to sleep? Okay, so,
There's no hotel.
This is Gray, would it be a preparedness spend to have hired a translator back in MF?
Yes.
And I will spend.
Preparedness spend to have gotten camping gear?
I will spend 3 preparedness.
So, there is something about how much that costs to get a guide.
Oh, okay. We so that have... would probably be credit rating.
Yeah,
points for the credit rating.
Done.
Yeah.
And not even gonna care, just straight up done.
Not even
having a translator is when you're heading into the strange unknowns is a requirement.
Alright, so we're gonna have to have a bargain point spent.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be 2 points though, remember, because
bargain is a skill.
Actually no, it's just one point, yeah, because you have just like actually, no, it won't actually... Now you've got yourself a translator, won't be a point spent. That's fine.
Yeah, 1 point spent for a translator or just to get a translator?
Well, no, we already spent to get the translator.
Okay, then. So I will spend my bargain for, even though I cannot understand what these people are saying, I know one thing.
Right. You don't need to spend.
Okay, I don't
You've got a translator, you don't need to spend while the translator's present.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just saving your points.
The translator works for Bruce, by the way.
Yeah, so Bruce is translating, and then he's translating from the translation into Italian.
All we know that Bruce translates what you're saying to interpretive dance.
Bruce doesn't speak that.
Yeah. Alright, and yeah, you'll bed down for the night, and it'll be the 30th tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. At the locally famous No Bugs Hotel.
Yeah. It's kind of like a guest house. It's an empty-ish house that they've managed to find for you. They don't really have visitors. The translator says that this is the first train that's properly stopped here in about a decade. So yeah. They run the trains round, but then they just basically just run them back again afterwards. No one actually gets off.
There's another way to get to is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the end of the line. They don't tend to come down to the end of the line that often. But yeah, you'll be given some meagre food and a kind of shoddy room, and yeah, time to sleep it off. So yeah, thanks for everyone who's been watching. I will hopefully put out a ahead of time thing for the next one, because this week I didn't know what time I'd be able to get free. So hopefully going forth we're a bit more organized. But yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed it.
Are people actually listening to us do this?
Yeah, we've got 4 people.
Yeah. Holy hell.
Been streaming for a couple of sessions now.
Yeah.
We actually have a live audience.
Yeah. It's only 4 people, but yeah, from little icons.
I mean, that is like...
Four people when I didn't actually advertise this is pretty damn good in my book.
As a relatively niche YouTuber.
All right, see everyone next time.